The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Let's talk about romance.
Yes,
romance. Am I the most qualified person to talk about it? No and yes.
Oh, both and.
No and yes. I've been married for a long time successfully, but before that, I didn't date anybody all the way through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Not for lack of trying, okay?
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm like, all right. Really made some good decisions.
No, it was actually the girls that were making the decisions.
I wanted to make some decisions, but there wasn't an opportunity to even have to grapple with the decision. So here's the thing. I just saw this. So it's in the news, and it's really, really important. I want to talk more about it here later on the show. But it says that teenagers, they just did this big study and found that teenagers who aren't in romantic relationships, like they just don't date, they don't do, are more adept socially and less depressed than their counterparts.
Ooh.
Let's review that.
Yeah.
So if you're 16 and you're down on yourself because like, oh, I'm not dating anybody, I don't have a boyfriend, I don't have a girlfriend, whatever, please understand, they're saying you're actually better off socially in terms of intellectual development as well, and you're less depressed than the people who are caught up in that scene. And I'm not making this up. Obviously, it makes me feel better about my past just a little bit, but it's very real. And I want to talk about why that is, too. Ooh, this is a good parenting tip, especially if you want to get bulky young eaters to eat vegetables. This is brilliant. My wife has employed this.
Okay.
In a lot of different arenas. Like, so with the kids, instead of like just having a vegetable on the plate, put two vegetables on, let them pick one.
Okay.
And the scientists here say they will eat more, like double their intake of vegetables if they just have a choice between one and the other.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yes, because you begin to compare it instead of with should I eat it or not, with which do I want.
Okay.
And it helps you psychologically. And my
wife
would do that with tasks and other things instead of, hey, are you going to clean your room? It's more like, do you want to clean your room now or do you want to like sweep the whatever?
She's doing this with the kids.
You give them choices.
Okay. I thought you meant with
she you. Also has done it with me and I've caught it.
Do you want to take the dog out or put the dishes up? Well, I want to take the dog. Wait a second. I know what's going on here.
I see what you're doing here.
It is time for Brant's three things. Love doing this. Hopefully helpful things every day when we do this. Three things. Three reasons today. We were just talking about this. Three reasons why if you're a teenager, you do not need a boyfriend or girlfriend right now. And we just told you about this study. You're actually better off. They're saying people are less depressed if they're not in romantic relationships when they're teenagers. They're more socially adept as a result. And I just want to share about why that might be. Number one, let's go with this. Based on observation, just want to share this with you. If you are in a romantic relationship, it tends to cut into your other relationships.
Yes.
Right? So you become the person who's always making arrangements for this other thing or listen,
adults struggle with that, let alone someone who is not, you know, developed in that way yet.
Totally. And this isn't about feeling, you should feel guilty if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend. I'm not doing that.
No.
Just saying there's reasons why they're saying you're less apt to be depressed and you're more socially adept and you're more adaptable when you're not caught up in romantic stuff, but part of it is it does interfere with a lot of other relationships. The second reason why I think you don't need a boyfriend or girlfriend right now, we talked about the first one cutting into all your other relationships you would have. I'd argue it's not good practice, just based on what I've seen, maybe Sherry could echo this, not good practice in terms of your relationships down the line to have a sequence of this weird, not quite sure what this is, level of intimacy with a person and then another person and another person. Like, it's not necessarily healthy for you long term. Not that you can't bounce back, not that God can't use even bad experiences, but it really isn't. And my brother would say that. My brother was somebody who was, I mean, every girl was tripping over themselves just to get a look at him. And he just set hearts aflame, but so he had lots of dates. Even he would say, it wasn't good for me. The third reason I would say that this is true, or a reason you don't need to be in a romantic relationship right now, it really does cut into your time. It's just the third thing. It cuts into your time. Like, you get into this relationship and a lot of other things will take the back seat to it. And that includes things that could have been really awesome for, like experiences you could have had. Mm-hmm. You could have been on that team or been involved on that thing or done this or traveled there.
And even if you do get to be there, you're never fully there.
Yeah, it's kind of
odd. You always have the other person dwelling in your mind and your heart, and you never get to be in the moment.
Yeah, and if you're 15, 16 years old, there's no trajectory to this, really. Very rarely is that something that works out long term. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm so glad that I spent all that time pouring myself exclusively into that relationship. Like, it's very rare. You can take the pressure off. That's all we're trying to say. Like, people try to put the pressure on you that makes you someone, you have an identity if you're in a romantic relationship. That's a lie. Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know them just a little bit, and I really, really like them. If you're interested at all, you need to get a mortgage or maybe refinance or something. They're very creative, and they listen. In fact, people so enjoy working with them. They've had multiple situations where people on the phone, like they're getting a mortgage or something, like, hey, can I work with you guys? Can I work for you guys? Wow. And they've actually hired people. like two people in their office. They just really like people and enjoy them. And they like thinking creatively with you. Anyway, here's a phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Yeah, I have a friend, and I know he doesn't mind me reading this from his Facebook page. He posted a status, and he said, man, oh, man, I heard this saying that what parents say about what I'm doing is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. He says, but right now he's going through this with his daughter wanting to date and do things. And he said, right now my daughter hates me. I know I'm doing the right thing, and I can't fold, but this doesn't feel good at all. It has me about to break into tears. And here's the funny thing. I saw that. The next comment, the very first comment under that status is my mom. She says...
Let me guess. Yeah. I haven't seen this, but she is bolstering him.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, and lifting him up and encouraging him to stay strong.
Brent, those are her exact words. She said, stay strong.
Yep.
She will appreciate you in the end. Trust me, ask Sherry. Love you.
That's what we're talking about. That's good parenting. And it's not only an example of good parenting, it's a good example of people encouraging each other to be strong.
Yes, yes,
which we just need to hear it.
Yes.
Teenagers need to hear it. And then we need to hear it. Not trying to do this, but it is a fact. This will make you feel old if you are of a certain age where you can even remember this show. But a dude who is an actor who played one of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember that show, you know, he's 68 now. He just turned 68.
Who, John?
Tom Wolpat.
The other one. Okay. Yeah, that was the dark hair one, right? Yeah.
68 years old.
Mm-hmm.
In the age of redos and sequels and stuff, I think it'd be cool to get the remaining cast
of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Do the exact same scripts with exactly the same. Exactly, except because they're older.
Just, yeah.
The General Lee leaves a turn signal on the entire time for like 5 seasons and never shuts it off. Everything else is exact same.
That's entertaining.
Yeah, but they just leave the turn signals on. Everything else is fine.
Because then it's a nod to we know.
Yeah, we know we're old. Question, do you think about heaven very much? I don't. I'd like to think about it more. I think I'm thinking about it more as I get older. Probably
should. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, but it's good. But I remember this song, a guy named Chris Rice wrote this song years ago. It's called Deep Enough to Dream, and he was talking about dreaming about heaven. And one of the things he said is being able to see a million colors he's never seen. Mm. He's thinking about heaven that way. I saw something in the news today. There's a woman who has been identified with this. She's a doctor in England, but there's a lot of other people, they say, too, have this. Not a lot, but there's enough people that they can study this now. Their eyes are different. They have 4 different kinds of cones on the back of their retina.
Okay.
Most of us have 3. Mm-hmm. They have 4, but they say the upshot is these people can see millions of colors that normal people can't. So there's millions of colors that exist in our world right now that we just can't see. Mm-hmm. So actually, I think the songwriter was onto something. He was thinking about what will we see when we can finally really see. You know what I mean? No more limitations. All this stuff exists among us. We just don't see it right now. And I love that image. And here it is on the Discovery Channel. They're going, look at this. It's one of those crime stories where you're like, man, I think somebody should have been hip to what was going on more quickly. Okay, it's like a CVS. This was in Germany, but it was like a drugstore like that.
Mm-hmm.
A juggler was in there. Sorry.
That's a great way to start a story.
And he was stealing stuff. He was still, so he was distracting people by juggling stuff. Like he was in an aisle and he was actually stealing cosmetics to sell later. But I feel like if I'm at CVS and somebody's doing that, I'm already suspicious.
Why?
Because why are you juggling?
Yeah. Here. Yeah. There has to be an ulterior motive.
Yeah. If you got a big again, see something, you gotta say something. Like, see somebody like a big clown suit and they're just juggling bowling pins or something.
They
like,
could be up to no good.
I see something and I'm gonna say something about this.
Okay, we were just talking about this anxiety thing. If you're struggling, being anxious about something, new study, 2 out of 5 American adults, 2 out of 5 are physically sick at times because of anxiety about finances specifically, and even more specifically, it's healthcare costs that are really bothering people. I'm not going to launch into a commercial about healthcare costs. I want to remind you and me both. But this is why it's so good to be thankful all the time. If you can just take a walk and go blue sky, look at these leaves, listen to that bird. God, thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for everything you've given to me. Because what happens is we're rehearsing where God's been faithful to us. And where he's gone above and beyond, he's been fine. We've been fine. Like, he's never let us down, really. And we know we're going to go through life with troubles. He promised it, told us, so it's not a shock. You don't have to get mad about it. Be like, you told us, and then you said, but I'm going to be with you always. This is a great chance to remind ourselves of that. Thank you for listening to the program. We're on.
Oh my goodness!
I've just been handed breaking animal news. All this is what we do here. I break in with animal news when animal news breaks out, and that's because no other news networks do animal stuff. Basically,
that's true.
It's just humans. This humans.
Not
that.
With the level of commitment that this show has done it. Yes.
But God made animals and said they were good.
Yes.
Good dogs.
Yeah.
Good cats.
Good animals.
Animals. Okay, so I don't know if you saw this, but this was so beautiful. What happened, it was on Instagram. A photographer caught a squirrel. I'll try to create the picture for you, a mental picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tight shot of a squirrel walking up, reaching up on his hind legs to a big, like, I don't know what kind of flower it is. Yellow daffodil or something? I don't know what it is.
Sunflower, perhaps?
No.
Okay.
Shorter than that, but
a big flower.
It grabs it with its two front paws.
Yes.
Reaches over to smell it, and then turns to the side, smiles, and smells the flower again.
Grant.
I mean, just taking. But no, really, it happened, and it's been widely shared. It's gone viral.
It smiled.
Yes, it's a smiling squirrel who has taken the time. We're all so busy, and squirrels are busy too.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it. They're always busy.
Yeah, they're always scurrying.
But even how inspiring is that? Because even in the midst of your own nut gathering, for lack of a better metaphor, can you take the time?
Nope. I will not take the time. I will not take this.
Okay. Well, some will have hard hearts, and there's nothing we can do about that. Living in the Instagram era, I love this quote. From this lady who's studying this, like what it's doing to our brains, like social media and stuff. And she said that people get the idea that to live fully, you want to live this full life, right? Like live, seize the day, all that sort of stuff. To live fully, you need to have something worth documenting during your day. And if you don't, what's your life? That's the impression that people are getting.
Man.
And I thought that kind of nails it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like, wait, if I don't have something that's documentable,
mm-hmm.
Well, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? But she said it actually makes people miserable.
I'm sure.
It makes people miserable to feel like I have to have a picture of this publicly consumed or I'm not living one of these lives. So all of those memes that are they're actually heaping guilt and pressure on people to live a certain kind of life that honestly doesn't even make you happy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So not trying to be depressing.
Take the pressure off. Yeah.
Hey, you don't have something to document on Instagram today? You may have had an awesome day.
Can we stop and take a look at how amazing our era is for human beings? It says here that humans get stressed about going out to dinner because you're like, what to wear can be the biggest stressor. Mm-hmm. Let's put this in some historical context.
This should be fun.
Traditionally, humans want to make sure they have enough food for the winter.
Right.
Have enough food to get through the day.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's some question about that kind of nutrition. Well, can I sustain my teeth? Can I sustain my children?
Yeah.
Right, so in this case, and also traditionally, only royalty have servants.
Right.
Like you have people prepare your meals for you. It's very exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
So we're stressing ourselves out.
In our era.
Because it's like,
should I wear a sweater vest because it gets colder in the evening?
I'm going to go have people prepare my meal for me. Of my choosing. But what among the selection of clothes that I have should I wear? This is not a guilt trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little reminder, hopefully, to see, wow, you know what? We actually have it really good. If you don't mind, I'd like to do a commercial for reading the actual Bible, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John specifically. I mean, the whole Bible is about Jesus, but if you want to read those Gospels, here's a big reason. Here's why I do. Just being totally honest with you, you may not like this, but here's a big reason why I turn to Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John often in the evenings. It's because Jesus is the only guy who makes any sense at all anymore. I mean it. I mean, I can occasionally make sense. Sherry makes sense, you know, but bottom line, he cuts through so much, especially if you're had it up to here with news and information and this and that and the other thing, people caught up in the moment. Being able to see how God actually feels about us, how he treats the human condition, how he's actually on our side, the way he cares about the seemingly insignificant people, how he handles politics, all that stuff. He's just like, finally, man, I just need somebody to make some sense.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.